What's up, fellas?
Hey, what's going on, my guy? It's good
this
with you.
This is really happening right now.
Yo, it's actually happening for the first time.
Purple like the pill phenomena.
Welcome to P3, yo.
Hey, Triple P, let's hit it. You know what I mean? So, Saturn.
My bad. Okay.
Already into it.
Anyways, go on with your good looking self. So, steroids or no?
Of course.
Well, I mean,
all day.
All day.
All day.
All day.
Let's ask NFR Justin over here.
Shut the fuck up.
Lord Grandmaster.
So,
Grandmaster Dragon.
Yeah, this is more of an addendum podcast. This is the after show to all these just pure information podcasts that are out there, which are good. We're not bashing these other podcasts, but
I mean, we're just going to try to give in our take, you know?
You know,
I mean?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
We've seen a thing or two. That's all we're saying.
I don't know. Live many lives once or twice. Hey.
Is it many or once or twice? Never mind. We'll go into that later.
Duality.
And you know, this whole podcast isn't just going to be on conspiracy theories. It's going to be just, you know, a group of guys just bullshitting.
Testosterone.
You know? Yeah. And just
PEDs.
Just, you know, fucking talking, shooting the shit, you know? I mean, just talking about everything out there, you know, actually giving you a real conversation instead of something that's scripted or has to fit a certain,
out of,
you know,
middle America.
A certain narrative, you know? This is real shit, so.
I don't know. Wade through the bullshit a little bit.
Yeah. Until Justin shills out.
Yeah.
Until I shill out.
Yo, so if you chill
Spotify,
out,
yeah. Google, for the right money. Apple, I'm for sale, baby.
Make sure you, you know what I mean? You can sell out, just make sure I get my cut. I don't care.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Regardless. Yeah,
sure. We're definitely going to at least have a better podcast table, that's for sure.
No, yeah. Hey,
yeah.
Easy.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, hey.
Mahogany.
Hey, we all got to start somewhere. Hey,
it's a good piece of wood. You guys mind your own. Either way, mind your own.
Well, and then
but that's the whole thing, even terrifying. About conspiracies too, is that we know some of the ones that they've let out, you know, I mean, like CIA has released documentation 50 years later. Dude. Saying, oh yeah, the MK Ultra actually did happen, you know, but
100%.
even then we don't know the full details of what they left out, you know
oh,
what I mean?
No,
for sure.
Not
all
really.
The shit that wasn't documented.
Yeah. And so people who say, oh conspiracies, that, you know, there are true things that have came to light 50 years later that were once called a conspiracy.
Well, yeah, look at Wormwood on Netflix as an example.
I feel like
I haven't seen that.
It's all right.
Man.
You got to check it out. Huh. Yo, check this shit out. Check this shit out. So guess who's fucking who the official debunkers of the Pizzagate conspiracy theory is?
Who?
Snopes and the New York Times.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, dude, the New York Times has met a lot of scrutiny over the years for some of their articles
for sure,
they've
but
been releasing.
Snopes, even. How the fuck do these guys have any credit?
I honestly have no idea.
This is a testament to how fucked up media is and why people like us exist right here. Because you can't have some fucking dipshit like the guy who owns Snopes. I'm going to say his fucking name. Where's his fucking name here?
Some bullshit white man name.
David P. Mickelson.
Motherfucker.
You cocksucker.
Motherfucker.
You fucking cheated on your wife with a hooker and then married the hooker.
I mean.
That happens.
It happens.
Everybody in this equation's a two on their best day.
The hooker
day.
Needs love, my guy. I don't know what to tell you.
And I say two, it's worse because I'm on a 1 to 30 scale.
I'm always on, you know.
I'm not 1 to 10.
All right, calm down.
1 to 30.
Calm down, Philip.
Gabe's a hard 13.
Is that a Kansas City 13?
That's a KC 13.
All right. Was that like an LA 7?
That's a LA -7.
Jesus Christ. It's fucked up.
And anyways. Fuck them,
yeah,
first
fuck
of all.
You, bro.
Anyways,
man,
we're probably going to have to edit that out.
1 out of 10. What do you mean? 1 out of 30? Bro, fuck
we
you.
We don't need to be getting sued by no shit.
Gabe,
corporation,
you're fucking.
Like fucking
these are all our opinions. Nothing we know is we're stating fact right now. Believe us if you want.
This
really
is
don't
not financial advice.
But now,
this is.
Back to the topic at hand.
Yeah.
Unless you guys want to not talk. We really need to have a whole episode where we have
so Dogecoin,
all of our notes,
the moon.
All the information.
It sounds like a blast. You guys make any money off that?
On what?
No, Dogecoin. Dude, I don't invest.
What was it?
Dogecoin.
Yeah, Dogecoin.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys made any money on
it. I actually just like invested $7 into it.
Hey, watch it flip. That might work. Hey,
I'll get 14.
Elon Musk, we'll see what happens on Saturday Night Live.
What is that Dogecoin shit? Like,
Dogecoin?
Or Dogecoin.
It's a digital Shiba Inu. It's the Shiba Inu, the meme. Oh. That's what it is. It's a joke currency that has the people have backed and a lot of people bought in. No.
What would be the difference?
Bitcoin, there is only a certain amount, a finite amount of Bitcoin.
Oh, really?
Where Dogecoin, there is
infinite.
Let's see.
I believe there's 18.
It's all
billion or something per year, 81 billion per year, something like that. I don't know the number that are made. But yeah, it's an infinite amount of number.
Really?
Where there is only a finite amount of Bitcoin. That's why Bitcoin is like
worth so much more.
Bitcoin is like the calculator. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's really good with finance, it's really good at money transactions.
Yeah.
Where Ethereum is like the cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you can put algorithms on, and you can put apps on, and you can put all your apps and all your weather apps and your Facebooks. That's what that's like. Where Bitcoin is, we have no idea what Ethereum is going to be able to do.
Okay.
With smart contracts, with business transactions between, I mean, you can move billions of dollars of Bitcoin instantaneously.
Mm-hmm.
Where, how are you going to do that with a bank?
Yeah.
That just doesn't happen like that.
I mean, that's kind of the direction we're going, though, right?
It's
online currency.
Online currencies.
Yeah.
Well,
that and psychedelics. Like, hey, that's the way, my guy. Hey,
Oregon.
I'm telling you, there's
Is it the Oregon, yeah, or is it
I'm
Portland?
Pretty sure it's Oregon.
Or no, Portland.
Portland's in Oregon.
Yeah, but I'm saying, yeah, is it just a city, or is it the whole state?
I think it's the whole state.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think there's a few other ones that are getting on board as well, to be honest with you.
Yeah, finally.
But see, it's just to pacify us, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
At the end of the day.
We'll give you this. Just shut up, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't keep fucking with this.
Right.
Yeah. Know? No, absolutely. Yeah. When it comes to psychedelics, they are not.
We know you're taking all these psychedelics and your fucking third eye is screaming at your face.
We definitely want your money.
We still want
to rule you.
Tax that.
In every aspect of your life. So it's easier to do that if you're fucking stoned and tripping your balls off. And therefore, you're not a threat to nobody because you're high as fuck.
Control in the best forms.
Yep.
Yeah, but my thing is how are they going to have a form of control once they start letting everyone use psychedelics? I mean, I feel like we're all going to get out of that bullshit, you know, funk we've been in for the last
fucking
hundreds of years because we've been suppressed.
That's the way the pendulum's swinging, bro.
You can go buy a shoe deodorant, bath salt type of stuff and smoke that. And get super high.
And eat somebody's
super,
face.
Super high.
We
type
don't
stuff.
Recommend that.
And I do not recommend that by any means.
We're all natural out
you.
Here.
Yeah,
absolutely. But
I just think they can finally tax it. That's why they're letting it out.
Exactly.
Well, it's
what
I'm
saying. Become more socially norm now, so they're tax it.
That's
but
exactly
on that
what
aspect, it's
at.
Just a win-win. It's not like they have a
they're
one-to-one.
They're trying to make money.
You know, cause and effect. They could take one cause and make it into hundreds of effects if they wanted it to. Because welcome to P3, and we're going to explain to you in ways that these other podcasts don't, because they just give you the hard information.
Yeah.
We're actually going to try and put it into some context for you.
Maybe a little different perspective.
Maybe just a little,
you know what I mean?
Maybe you guys can help us out. We're eventually going to have callers and, you know, we're not going to get everything right. And that's just the reality of being a human. So
that's
if you're overly
just
critical,
the reality of it, my guy.
If you're overly critical, you probably should turn us off.
To be real, hey.
Yeah, I mean, no one's forcing anybody to listen. If you guys want to listen to us, go for it. You know what I mean?
We're not
fucking professionals here. We're just
bullshit.
We're, you know, just a couple guys. You know, fucking
we all got
learning as we go. You
Let's
know,
go.
It's day one. We already got a table full of electronics, and you know.
Dumb shit. Yeah. It's fine.
Dumb shit. We're going to try to do the information right.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we're still human.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think, like I said earlier, our goal is just to give a more genuine look into how actual conversations go, you know, without having that piece of paper in front of them and, oh, you can't say this, you can't say that, or, you know, you can't do this. Like, no,
follow our guidelines.
Yeah, we're
follow,
just, yeah, yeah.
Follow this, this script that we're going to push upon you. Hey,
yeah,
this is what I'm saying. We're going to talk about the rest of the day.
And I think more and more as time goes on, people are getting away from that. I mean, who the fuck's watching TV really nowadays? I mean, dude, who has
I don't have cable anymore.
Yeah. I mean, who listens to radio really? Except for Justin. He always 98.9 on all the time.
Dude, that's just because it comes on when I get in my car.
Hey,
I'm
shout out 98.9.
Yeah.
But I'm always playing Pandora, you know?
Yeah, but even then, I feel like they're kind of censored, you know? Which I get, you know, you're on radio, whatever. But
three girl.
Yeah, but we're trying to keep it to where, like, our shit is just, you know, whatever, you know. I mean, you may find us fucking talking about Saturn and then fucking the next moment we're talking about fucking dicks. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know, bro.
I love them both,
you know.
It's fine.
I don't know what I mean.
Floppy and beautiful things, you know what I mean?
Fucking 3-inch clits.
Oh, dude, steroid clits, bro. Yeah,
steroid
fucking
clits.
It's a thing.
We call
David
them,
doesn't believe me.
They look like dog
Amazonas dogs. I'm a fan.
Hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Do you guys know any?
Me and Justin hey, were at work, I think, for like 20 minutes looking up how they look. What were
how they look?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Because we didn't know what they look
like.
So it's
like research?
No, I know what they look like, dude.
Like, oh, yeah, I didn't know what they look like. I was like, what are you talking about? I was like, I think I've seen them, you know, but I've never like looked into it as hard as you have. But
you just hope. And
dude,
just,
that's just
know,
my fucking kink, bro. I don't know.
Squat me.
For real.
Bro, some of them are big. Like, I was like, Jesus
curl
Christ.
Me while I curl me myself.
Yeah. Curl me. Curl me. Curl me.
Fucking dog dongs.
Oh, man. Dog dongs.
Dog dongs.
Dude, oh, man.
It doesn't look like a dog dong. It just looks...
I don't know. It looks like a...
It's kind of
like
gay.
It looks like a dead,
gay.
It looks like a dead dick.
I think that's where my, like, 1% homosexuality gets expressed is with chicks with big clits.
Oh, you have enough of that.
Dude, you don't act like you're not like, yo, that's a good looking dude.
Yeah, but that's just being honest. It's not like I have a sexual attraction.
Why do you think he's working out? He's not working out to get have girls
yeah,
attracted.
Yeah, that's the fucked up part is because girls don't want to talk to you because... I guess intimidation, but dudes will talk to you all fucking day.
Yeah.
Fucking,
or your
lack of.
Or you're a douchebag.
There's that too.
Aptitude to be, you know, duh.
Well, it's not, what the fuck? Why are you talking to me? I'm trying to work out. Get out of here.
Hey.
Wait, to go back on that psychedelic fucking conversation.
Do you even get gains?
What?
What's up? Anyways.
I see you looking.
Did you skip today? It looked like
yeah,
you skipped
I did
today.
Actually.
So Oregon's the first state. How did we go from fucking ping pong, comet ping pong to psychedelics? Kind of a hard turn. This is purple pill phenomenon. do you think there'll be other states that kind of go into like the trend of just kind of making everything legal? Because I think Oregon is not only psychedelics legal, I think everything's legal in Oregon or decriminalized.
Decriminalized, yeah. Yes. Decriminalized, I mean, which obviously,
kinda,
right?
I kind of feel like we're heading that direction. I mean, if you're going to fucking use it, let you know, stop. You're complaining about prison populations being the highest in the world, yet you're still arresting people over fucking a little fucking dollar bill of fucking cocaine. Like, get the fuck out of here, dude. You
know? A $20 bill.
Yeah, come on, bro.
It's fine. Psychedelics are... honestly are going to treat so many different depressed and antisocial anxiety type people and stuff like that.
Addiction.
Oh man, it's a new wave. It really is. Microdosing.
But it's also the old wave.
But it is, yeah. For you the know? Ones that knew beforehand, mm-hmm. you know, they were using psychedelics.
Indigenous people all over the world have been treating all sorts of conditions and ailments for centuries.
I mean, it's so embedded in religion.
Yeah.
It's...
I mean, that's kind of how religion was founded, right?
Yep.
I mean,
they're saying people think that Jesus
the burning
was
bush
a metaphor.
Was a DMT or...
Right. The acacia.
Yeah, acacia bush.
You know? Yeah. Sage is like a direct derivative from peyote, mm-hmm. right? Like...
Yeah, so they're all fucking waving that shit. Yeah.
Absolutely. You're getting high the whole time. Like,
yeah, dude, everybody's been getting high forever. And now all of a sudden, but see, you're forcing the subject. So it drives people like us to force back. And that's by doing it even more. You know, it's a contrarian kind of point.
Mm-hmm. Where if it was regulated, you know.
Fuck it. No regulations. Well, we're going to go into that.
That's the argument I get into with him, is that he doesn't want any type of regulation, which I understand. I get, because everything that, you know, deals with regulation deals with the government. You know, government's regulating it, and we know how corrupt they are.
If you have to ask for control,
yeah,
it's not a freedom.
But my argument with it is, it's like, okay, so at one point, alcohol was illegal, all right? And they were bootlegging. People were dying from the shit.
Because the government was poisoning alcohol.
Government was, but there was also people that were fucking didn't know how to make the shit. I'm sure people were going blind and dying and whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know. But once they regulated it, no one's worried about dying off of Anheuser-Busch other than if you drink fucking 16 of them and you decide to drive.
Well,
you
know what I mean? Then you also have the point, look at how many people die due to effects from alcoholism every year.
True. What I'm saying is, if we let them, like right now, the marijuana business is getting regulated, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's basically legal everywhere. I mean, sort of, you know what I mean? Or decriminalized, you know? Yeah. I mean, because even here, I think you get pulled over, you get like a fucking ticket or up to an ounce
They don't.
I don't even know if cops even fuck with it anymore. They're probably like, fuck it. You know, I'm sure there's some douchebags out there that are like, oh, you know, I'm going to fucking
pipe.
I gotta withhold the law. But my thing is that if they start regulating it, I feel like it'll be safer, you know, for everybody, because you don't know who you're getting your shit from. Everyone's worried about getting fucking fentanyl in their, marijuana and fucking other drugs. Absolutely. You know what I mean? So I feel like regulation does help. But the question is, should we allow people to do that?
So
should we allow people to do psychedelics?
No, regulate.
Should we allow the regulation?
Yeah, should we just get rid of the market, decriminalize it, and that's it?
A free market would do a better job of regulating itself than any government or institution could ever hope to dream, because the market is going to be dependent on its consumers. The market is a byproduct. It's not like it's a thing. It's just all of our transactions. So if the less things you have holding transactions back and the more wealth you've allowed to build naturally, then the better off everybody's going to be. Everybody's worried about, oh, you know, first of all, anarchy and chaos are not the same thing. And that's where a lot of people get it wrong. And we've all talked about this. The spectrum really isn't linear from left to right. It's a circle. And at the top of the circle, you have authoritarianism. And at the bottom of the circle, you have anarchism, true anarchism. No rulers. No, nothing holding anybody back, because that's all government institutions have ever been. Not just our government, but throughout history. Look at Rome, for example. I mean, that's what we're looking at right now is the fall of Rome 2.0. So what I'm saying is that if you don't have any institutions to enforce rules, because they're not laws, they're rules, because laws can't be broken. But rules that nobody really fucking follows to begin with, if you think about it.
I mean, you have to live like a criminal. I mean, well, most people live like a criminal every day.
Well, yeah, to be a law-abiding citizen in America or Canada or Europe, how are you going to know? They say the average person...
Is it three or two felonies a day?
Two or three felonies a day that they could potentially get.
That's wild. Is that not?
Nobody knows. Because there's so many laws and there's not enough people to even understand the laws, like much less enforce them properly. But you're going to bust my balls for having a fucking plant.
Is that what it is? Is or that one of the felonies?
Eating this mushroom, whatever.
Yeah, dude, they say...
driving too fast?
They say that you commit three felonies a day. It's actually a book. There's some Boston civil rights lawyer that I guess wrote it. But everyone in the U.S. commits felonies every day. And if your government takes a dislike to you for any reason, they'll dig in and find a felony you're guilty of. That's true.
Oh, man, that's so messed up. It's too true.
And we all know politics.
Yeah.
We all know people old enough to understand to see and even have a care in politics. They fucking know this shit. Talking to people one-on-one, they will agree with everything we're going to cover on this fucking show. But as soon as their side that they have had this emotional attachment to, because they say nice things sometimes, for whatever reason.
Yeah, they throw us that bone.
There are really smart people that have faith in the government.
Yep. Yep.
Talk to a lot of them.
That just go blindly along with whatever it is.
But they, but their narrative, their intelligence is in the medical field or technology field, business, whatever, does not translate to the world of politics, because the world of politics is a whole different fucking animal.
I mean, the world's a stage. And
right.
Political theater.
You don't political even see the theater. Strings,
that's
bro.
That's exactly it. A lot of it. A lot of it's that. Distraction, smoke and mirrors. I mean, things that we can't, you know.
It's magic. Keep the line moving.
Things we can't even, we can't even perceive. Can't even perceive the amount of stuff that we've been manipulated upon.
Oh, yeah.
I know. That's what I tell Justin all the time. I'm like, all the shit that we've read that they've released, I can't imagine. That's probably only a small percentage.
Very small percentage.
Of just going, hey, get off our back. Dude, they're releasing shit right now. No one's saying anything. It's funny. Joe Rogan posts a lot of this shit. They're saying how there are unidentified flying objects. They finally admitted that. They've been admitting this shit since last year during this whole corona shit. And
they've been dropping all kinds of shit.
Yeah, and no one's saying anything. And they're not saying it's aliens. They're just saying it's unidentified. We don't know what the fuck it is. That's fucking scary.
But see, half-truths. This is something else we're going to cover extensively, is how they... It's one group versus us.
Well, it's them versus us, obviously. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Well, elite versus the sheep, basically.
Well, I mean, yeah. Well, I'm going to say one group. You could call it a shadow government, but there is a government within the government.
Oh, of course.
Absolutely.
So now you have good people who work in government places. Now, good people can have inherently bad jobs. Bad yeah. for humanity, not just you have a shitty job. Right. And you not even know it. And that's just what it is. And people take what we say out of context a lot. Like all these, the good people, the nice, never heard anybody just doing paperwork at the FBI. No, we're not talking about her. We're talking about her fucking bosses.
Right. People that are really in control and can do right. a all lot way to of the very good top. And decide not to.
Yeah.
It's honestly a thing that they decide not to. Mm-hmm. Because they could, honestly. Think about the things.
You think they could, or do you think they want to, and they get so deep into it and they figure out, oh shit.
No, there's no fighting this. I believe we have the technology to where we can set up greenhouses, grow houses, things for agricultural purposes.
Yeah.
If you need water, we can dig wells. There's things that we can do now where I honestly do believe. They decide not to. They decide it's better off letting these people suffer.
Yeah.
We may have to take care of some of them, but
it's a trade. It's a trade that it's worth it.
Yeah. If money is in my pocket, I'm lining it. The people I'm around, I associate with, have money in their pocket.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Common theme is that nobody gives a fuck because they don't even know what to give the fuck about.
Yeah,
but these people who have all the money and the power, they actually give a fuck, and that's why they just keep amassing it, because they're playing on everybody's not giving a fuck.
But I think educating yourself has a lot to do with that. I mean, there's just so much shit out there that people with everyday jobs, you know, we're kind of lucky that, you know, we're able to look at this shit all day, like especially at like me and his, and Justin's job, you know. 10 hours a day, we have headphones in and we're listening to all this shit. We're not listening to music. We're not, you know, yeah, every now and then, you know, we'll switch it up. But majority of the time, we're listening to thousands and thousands of hours of content. And I think a lot of people, the reason why they're having an issue of understanding or even accepting what's going on is because they don't know. And they're just like, well, fucking Fox News or CNN didn't tell me this. You know what? You're fucking crazy. It's like,
yeah, you don't know you're talking.
You
about.
Have a fucking laptop in your pants pocket
at all times.
Yeah, at all times. You have a library. All times.
The
you have a fucking library.
Of it's human knowledge at your fingertips.
It's up
at all
to
times.
You to utilize it. You know, but I just feel like there's so many people. You know, now it's just like nobody cares, and we're too comfortable.
Yeah.
You've got TV. You've got all this fast food. Everyone's getting fat and fucking, you know, looking at the fucking box on the wall. You know, it's like nobody cares. They're like, I'm happy. I'm good.
And the things they do care about or they are engaging in are like completely the absolute worst.
Yeah.
Worst.
Well, the garbage that's being thrown in front of their face.
Yeah.
All this reality TV shit, just yell, people yelling at each other, fucking fighting with each other. It's like
the amount of perspective.
Which. You can watch it. I don't care.
No, yeah.
You know, absolutely. And you don't have to look at all the shit we're talking about if you don't want to. But then don't get upset at people when they start, you know, saying, hey, there's some weird shit going on. You should, you know, this is what I believe.
You should probably pay attention.
Yeah, you probably pay attention. Because what do they say? And this is one thing I talk with Justin about because, you know, we try not to get mixed in the whole politics shit. But at the same time, I feel like that saying that I've heard before is that get involved in politics before politics gets involved with you, you know, and that's
for sure
kind of what happens, you know, they start saying, no, you're going to do this. We're going to pass this law. We're going to, you know, executive decisions.
They take advantage of your complacency.
Complacency.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure.
If you 100%.
Not able to push back exactly. Or don't know how to push back is a big thing.
Yeah, you can't push back. What do we do? Foot soldiers telling you to fucking shut the fuck up.
Yeah, the fucking Gestapo. And then they want to go, oh, well, you guys are too dangerous to own firearms.
Yeah.
Is there even a number?
Don't let them take your guns,
Is
folks.
There even yeah. a number?
No, that is advice. Don't let them take your guns. That
even the United States government has killed.
Oh,
That number would be too big.
Yeah.
It's a massive fucking number. Now, if you roll that in with every government ever.
Yeah.
That's government. That's what government gets you is body counts.
Genocide.
Yes. Absolutely. All genocides. The biggest. 100% of genocides have been carried out by some authoritarian dickhead.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's just the dawn of time, though.
Yeah, that's kind of like what, you know, I tell people.
Crusades.
They say, oh, that's apples and oranges, you know, when you say, well, do you guys remember the Nazis? I mean, there was people going around telling people to be quiet or listen to your leaders, listen to, you know, because they're telling us this because they care about us. You know what I mean? And yeah, you can say it's apples and oranges, you know, comparing America to the whole Nazi, you know, era, but it's not. In a sense, because they are telling us this stuff and telling us we care about you.
Propaganda.
You know, this is how to make the world better. Just listen to us and understand and vote this way and do this. And when they're not being checked at all, absolutely. They're just able to do whatever they want. You know, and we're letting them.
And unfortunately, like you just had your hands up because what do you? Throw your hands up to it because
and that's what I'm saying. Like when it comes to whole law enforcement, and everything too. It's like, well, okay, the Nazis also had a law enforcement, basically, right? I mean, they had
perpetual cycles.
They had guys going out telling people what they can and can't do, you know, and that's we're not having it to that extreme, but we are in a sense, you know.
We're essentially looking at the same thing.
Yeah.
Just in 2021.
Yeah, because
I mean, we're not killing Jews and all that other stuff. We're just killing Middle Eastern people.
Yeah. You know,
People of a certain demographic or people of live in certain areas.
Well, look at what they've done to suppress their own people. Yeah. And look at the black community.
Yeah.
And that's a perfect example.
And I'm not saying that all these, you know, law enforcement are out here intentionally trying to do this, but they're giving the same reasons that the people who supported Hitler were giving is that I'm just following the law. I'm just following what the orders are. Yep. You know, I'm sorry. I got to do my job, you know, and I understand
above my pay grade.
Yeah. There's a lot of, I'm sure, good people in there. I get it. But, it's kind of like, remember I mentioned that Navy SEAL interview? Did you listen to that?
I did not.
He explained that there's three groups in the Navy SEALs right now because these Navy SEALs are becoming rock stars. After all these movie deals and, you know, a lot of them are working with like video games, I think like Call of Duty and all that shit. And like, you know, that they're helping them, And giving them like what they do, like a background.
Integrating.
Of what they, yeah. Their and showing like, and they're saying life. Honestly, giving away a lot of their tactics and shit like that. And they're even saying that some of them are being, having foreign influence on them. So that's another big thing. And he's like, there's three groups in the Navy SEALs. There's the good guys. There's the guys who are bad, who are a rogue. And then there's guys in the middle that are just kind of just looking the other way. Just trying to do their job. Just looking the other way. I don't want to fucking deal with
don't
it.
Am.
And that's the same shit that goes anything throughout life. There's people that are that way, and law enforcement that way, and politicians it's that way.
There's, unfortunately, bad people in all walks of life.
All walks of life.
It doesn't matter if it's here or there.
Absolute power corrupts absolutely. And they all have some sort of power.
Some sort
that
of power.
That we don't, you know?
Or what we perceive as power.
Yeah.
Not as something.
Because even when it comes
down
to.
The illusion is it.
Yeah, even when it comes down to us, like, so if we don't pay attention to all this shit and it just continues to go, or we keep thinking that voting is going to change it, if you think about it in another sense, it's like, okay, these guys are trying to pass all these rules and laws and all this shit, but it wouldn't mean anything if we didn't accept it.
Well,
you know what I mean? They didn't have foot soldiers enforcing it.
The
you
real
know?
Crux of it is it, unfortunately, they don't pass laws that are to actually help you.
Yeah.
That is the unfortunate truth of it, because if it was a law, it'd be a common law. It'd be a natural law.
Yeah.
It would be law of liberty. It would be...
You wouldn't be able to break it.
You would be continuous
If it was a real freedom. Law, you wouldn't be able to break it.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be you asking for permission.
Yeah.
If it would... If we were truly free, liberty, you know, actual liberty.
Well, right. And now what we've done is we've allowed these dickheads to take over and imply these rules, which aren't. And we talked about this last week about like the Constitution. We don't get our rights from the Constitution. The Constitution just puts it in writing.
That's all that is. That's all that is.
So now if these guys are going to put rules in place, politicians, lawmakers, corporations, because that's what happens in backdoor fucking dealings. They've been caught numerous times. When I'm talking about corporations influencing legislation. That's what I'm talking about. But now we look at their credibility. Who are you to make rules for the rest of us who aren't doing anything other than just going to work and spending time with our families, recording podcasts, probably selling some drugs?
Not advice. Not advice.
That's not advice.
Not advice.
What I'm saying is you got to look at, which we're going to, we still got a lot of stuff to cover.
We're learning.
But yeah.
This
is day one,
people. Learning.
Just hang out with us. Now, who are they to put these rules into place? And then you start digging and it gets darker.
And you follow the money. And you follow the families that have integrated themselves into other
families.
This
isn't even including the conspiracy theories.
But Justin, they're old and rich. They know what's best for us. Because they're successful. How many times has that been told? He's a successful businessman. He knows.
No such thing as tragedy, just missed opportunity. Yeah. Like, there's no missed tragedy.
He's been in there for fucking 50 years, and this shit's still been fucked up. You know, or how long has fucking Biden been in there for?
Too fucking long.
Yeah. It's like, what, he hasn't changed a fucking thing since he's been in. What the fuck else is he going to change being president, you know?
More of like, just a puppet.
Yeah.
I think they're all puppets.
Well, one man can't change. What is there, 500-something seats in the government or some shit? I mean,
like
you think one voting for one dude? And that's kind of what they say is like, if you are going to vote, at least vote down to even the smallest level, like your city, because that probably makes more of a fucking difference in your
president. That would
absolutely
make
you know?
More. I am all about small government.
Yeah.
Localized government where you know, I want receipts.
Yeah.
I want to know where my taxes tax money is going down to the cent.
But that's the problem, though, is that, and I told Justin this before,
it
we've
hasn't
talked
been
about this.
The last time they announced an audit.
A federal audit.
A federal audit like that was September 10th.
Who's auditing
2001.
Them? 2001. Who's auditing them, though?
themselves.
I know, exactly.
And they audited themselves and still said that they came up $4 trillion missing.
Yeah.
Self-governed.
There we go. I mean, I just want to be God Emperor.
That's kind of cool, though, to hear you say that. Shut the fuck up. You said you are for small government, and I've always been in the middle between
Justin. He argues with me about this all the time.
Yeah, because, you know, Justin straight, you know, wants fucking anarchy in the streets.
Blood. Yeah. Hey, blood eagles for all the pieces of shit.
For all the pedophiles.
There is quite a few that deserve that.
There is.
And that's just the honest truth.
And I told him, and I've thought about this a lot, I wish there could be a small government to where they don't meddle in our lives, they're just there to protect us from any type of foreign threat or, you know, whatever, you know what I mean? Actually, or going after bad guys, not guys doing 5 miles over the fucking speed limit or dudes jaywalking.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
And I'm the first one to admit it. I get it.
But we talked and we said, what happens anytime anybody comes to power?
Power corrupts. Absolutely. Yeah,
it will
always evolve or devolve
into
what we see today.
Let's just say this whole shit collapsed. It restarted. Small government came in. The next 100 years, it's just going to turn into the same shit that it was.
Even if it's not 100 years, even if it's 1,000 years, it doesn't matter. It comes back around.
Yeah. At some point, it just takes time. Because that is
natural law. The polarity is natural law and it will never be broken. There's never going to be a government that will ever, for the rest of our existence, have our best interests in mind, ever. The only thing that separates the reality from the concept is people's lack of understanding of the nature of what we're facing.
A lack of understanding. Yeah.
Because they don't care. Because the only thing they know is what these bad guys have told them. Because they've lied to them and said, hey, we got your best interests in mind. If it wasn't for us, America would be a third world country.
Mass manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Corporate media.
This is where MK Ultra comes in.
Programming.
Yeah.
And you're just talking about the Nazis and shit. And guess what? Shit started getting really hairy after the war was over and we got all those Nazis.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know about that, how our NASA program was made. I mean, hell, I think I even read an article on there was a guy who worked for Ford, I believe.
Henry Ford funded Hitler.
I believe they said there was a guy that worked for Ford for the longest and he died not too long ago, like 10, 20 years ago, or probably like maybe a little longer, 20, 30. But they were involved in a lot of shit. You know, to help us.
Yes.
You know,
the Cold War,
you know, take off
was so much more integrated in our social lives and the manipulation of who we are.
Fear.
Through the Cold War. I mean, fear. The technology that was produced.
Now, was there a certain level of fear that was legitimate? Of course. We understand. If you think you're going to get nuked at any minute of any day. People are going to be on edge regardless of whether it's fake or not, you know, which it wasn't fake because, I mean, this is history at this point.
Yeah. Look, here's an article from The Guardian saying that
The Guardian talking about shill media bullshit. Hey,
well, they're admitting that Nazis. Nazi documents revealed that Ford had links to Auschwitz. We never even introduced ourselves.
Oh, hey, yeah.
I'm Gabriel.
I'm Justin.
Young Guadalupe. You know what I mean?
David.
Young this is Guadalupe. David. I don't know.
Quad Star.
Oh, is that what you're going by?
Oh, I don't know.
Are we going by code names?
No. I don't know if we're going to do code names or not. If not, we're just going to have to go back through and bleep out our names. But
we ain't bleeping out shit. All right? Shit.
Beep.
Fuck y'all.
Fuck y'all.
I'm into it.
Oh, and we're missing Austin. Austin, we miss you, dog.
Yeah.
He'll be in the next episode.
His girl's graduating some.
Yeah, he had some family stuff to do, but he'll be in. You guys will like him.
Sounds like a cool guy.
They say they admit Nazis, you know, revealed that they had links to it. So what you're saying was right. He was funding.
And a bunch of other
And listen to this. Ford Motor Company was one of the 500 firms which had links with Auschwitz.
Yeah.
Yes, and J.P. Morgan was in there somewhere.
Prescott Bush, probably. Is he not in everything?
Hey, anything make money and killing.
Prescott Bush. George Bush's grandfather.
Yeah.
Was the lawyer.
A lawyer for Hitler.
Yeah.
The...
Now, this goes well,
let's,
in...
Let's not get into the Bushes, because that's a whole other episode. Oh, my God. Because... yeah, there was a lot of Bushes involved in that whole fucking 9/11.
Always a Bush.
Yeah.
Always a Bush.
It's always a good time until you see a Bush.
Aren't they one of like the...
Red Scars.
Aren't they like one of the seven families or some shit?
11.
What? 13.
11, yeah.
No,
no, there's 13.
It changes by the fucking year.
No, there's a book, The 13 Lines of the Illuminati by... I can't remember his name. I'll have to get you their name here.
Actually,
Caves on DuckDuckGo. The 13 Bloodlines of the Illuminati.
Oh, yeah. I remember you telling me about this book.
Yes. It's excruciating to listen to.
Yeah. A lot of your shit you recommend to me is because
you're literally listening to so much of just lineage. Of him just naming off like the lineage.
Yeah, it's a 624 page book. It's by Fritz Springmeier.
Fritz Springmeier.
It's a great name.
Can you speak? Yeah. Yeah, I didn't. I started it, but it was fucking rough even for me.
We're talking to DuPonts, the Rockefellers.
Yeah. JP Morgan's.
The Collins. Yeah.
Collins.
Mm-hmm. I haven't heard of them. Collins.
There's.
I haven't looked them up.
The Colonials, you know what I mean?
Rothschilds. Now, we're probably going to have individual episodes where we discuss individual topics.
Yeah, further into detail. Yeah.
But ultimately, just so you guys know where we are going with this is Saturn.
Saturn.
All roads lead to Saturn. And when we get there, we will discuss why we think it is Saturn.
Yeah. And trust me,
guys. There's a lot of things we got to talk about. Just to get your guys' feet wet before we even get down that road, because it's just going to sound like lunatic babble like this does.
And if you continue listening, trust me, I was a non-believer and I've always been into conspiracies, but even the Saturn thing, when Justin explained it to me a couple years ago, it even threw me off. But you start looking into some shit and
there's just too many coincidences.
I'm not saying it's all true. I don't know. Right. And we're even up to we even understand that. A lot of the shit that we talk about, we could even be being lied
to. You have to be skeptical. I mean?
You have to have on to everything. Be. But it's worth conversating. If you guys can fucking sit there and watch fucking a family live their life out there for fucking 20 seasons, the Kardashians.
Yes,
you can sit here and fucking listen to us, bro. Yeah, right. Come on, man.
Some actual things that are going on other than lip injections and butt Botox. Yeah. Awesome.
Which love I'm
it.
All for.
I'm a fan of.
Yeah, hey. I'm a big fan of.
I personally think they're lizards, so it doesn't really matter.
Hey. Scissor me timber. Either way. Either way, my guy. I'm a fan.
But to get back on that, what we were talking about with the whole, you know, not needing, you know, laws and small government. And when I was going with that is you also, you know, explained to me is that with true freedom, you don't need laws, because freedom is to live your life basically the way, I mean, this is an exact definition, but freedom is to live your life the way you please, as long as you're not infringing on the health and rights of others, right?
Well, even if you are.
So anything.
I mean, you always have the freedom to do so.
Yeah. Like, okay, say for instance, this
lose
guy.
Your mind and run over some people.
Yeah.
You know?
This guy has the freedom to fucking dump his trash out in his fucking yard for weeks and weeks and weeks. Yeah, he has the freedom to do that, but he's causing a hazard to his neighborhood. So you're infringing on the rights of everybody else. So
but you're not,
you don't need a law saying you don't have to do it.
Right.
We know we need to stop him from dumping his fucking trash on the lawn.
The law, which something you're not going to get away from, is going to be retribution. It's going to come back around. So if you fucking dump all your trash in your neighbor's yard, don't be mad when the neighbor comes over and beats the dog shit out you.
Yeah. Or in his yard. I mean, nobody wants to wake up and smell that shit. Well, so hey. It's a chemical hazard.
And you know what? If the community agrees to build a fucking 20-foot high wall around your property, then that's, hey, you asked for it, buddy. I don't know.
So you're thinking more eye for an eye.
Well, that leaves the whole world blind. But there are some things, like if, God fingerless forbid, blind. What?
Fingerless blind?
Fingerless.
No, I just think if people, it's just like an armed society is a polite society. If everybody's packing heat,
yes,
shit's going to pop off a whole lot less because
there will still be murders. There'll still be murders. But there is now. There's laws.
There's still going to be robberies. There's still going to be murders. There's still going to be carjackings, all that shit. But criminals and aggressors generally don't like to pick on somebody who could fight back.
Genuinely.
No, that's why most mass shootings are done in no
that's why when
zones.
You step up to a bully, they usually stop fucking bullying you.
Yeah.
That's my only point. Now, if that was a society we were living in, and we got a thing for wanting to fucking choke out some pedophiles, we feel like that is
the, I don't think we'd be choking them out.
Well, that's code. We'll say choking them out. I don't want people thinking that we're murderers or something. We got some plots. Yeah. We're plotting.
We're just choking them out for a very long time.
Yeah. They're just going to go
for a very long time.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just going to go to sleep. We'll just say that. So, if any kid, if we see some creepy ass fucking old dude in a van talking to some kids, that guy deserves only one medicine. In our opinion.
I have a van in my driveway.
But you're not going to be fucking being a creepo about it.
Why are you hating on vans, bro?
Yeah, man. I don't understand the van. You've driven that
van. He's talking about cargo vans.
You've been that creep.
All vans matter. All vans matter. All right.
All vans matter.
Thank you.
But I think that's something we could agree upon. That's the worst kind of crime. It's crimes against children.
For sure.
Yeah.
And there's okay, so if you hurt a kid.
We think that way the justice system doesn't. They'll put him in jail for fucking 8 years and
spend
thousands
justice.
Of thousands of dollars on
it's not the justice system
fucking
it's
protected
the criminal
from
justice.
Other inmates, you know,
privatized,
right?
Prison.
It's a business.
Yeah,
they run like a business.
Yeah. That's exactly
same
it.
With the prisons, everything else.
Yeah,
they're a commodity. They
so
make money.
So what I'm saying is that you can basically live a life without all these. Hundreds and hundreds of laws.
Now, people can live their lives and not have any fucking issues in my utopian society, right?
Yeah.
Until somebody else fucks with them. So it really is, which is never going to happen. Nobody's going to stay in their lane their whole lives. There's going to be fuck ups. There's going to be assholes. But at least you don't have anything holding you back from protecting yourself and your property and family and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry.
That makes sense.
If you catch some guy breaking into your house at night and you smoke him, you don't have to worry about people are going to show up. You could call fuck just because I don't like the police inherently as the system that we have in place.
You kind of have to
in order to be logically consistent of what we're going to go over in this show. But doesn't mean I don't like firefighters. Doesn't mean I wouldn't want them to be funded if a voluntary tax was offered, not forced.
And that's kind of what we were talking about earlier.
You can have people that would come and investigate that aren't just going to pull you over and generate revenue for the most corrupt government to ever see the face of the planet.
But just like David was saying, is that he wants receipts, right?
Yeah.
So you'd want some type of book at the end of the year saying this is what your money went to. But the problem with that is with millions of people,
but they
you're not
going to
get
from you.
But now, they expect you to give the money, right?
They expect
but now
it of
you're
you, right?
Thinking of it as in like a federal.
Oh, you think it should just be local, state
you
to state, or city
this.
To city,
like county to county is what I think should be the biggest.
Which
the biggest
makes sense.
Grouping of a community should be about the size of a county because I think that's manageable.
It just sucks if you're crossing into other counties that are fucking assholes. You know.
Well, hey, and then don't be mad when the surrounding counties do everything they can to. If you're an asshole county, nobody's going to want to be there.
What about
they have the freedom
wage
to leave.
Disparity though? Like
wage disparity.
Yeah, you know what I mean. So we're in Jackson County. We might make more than Lafayette County.
But does that happens this, regardless?
Right. Right. So that community is still going to suffer for...
Well, no, because then you also have this to consider.
I mean, not saying they're not already suffering. Yeah. Let's be honest.
I think business would be even better because there's not going to be anything holding a business, a startup. Nothing holding them back, like taxes.
Well, these counties would have more money if our taxes were being dispersed properly, too.
That's very true.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, lining their own pockets.
Yeah. I mean, look at all these politicians that keep getting caught up.
Yeah, corporations missing out on trillions upon trillions of dollars of tax revenue every year, and they don't pay anything. You got fucking Grant Cardone on Facebook talking about how he got out a $13 million tax bill because he bought a jet.
Yep. Mm.
Write off.
So funny how that the works. System allows this kind of shit to go on. People have been openly talking about it for years. But yet, if a guy who makes $40,000 a year doesn't pay his fucking income taxes, even though there's nothing in the tax code saying that we have to, then guess what? Your ass is fucking grass. Meanwhile, Donald Trump only pays $750.
And it's crazy that people idolize him for that. Oh, well, he's just working the system. He's, you know, he's this. And I'm like, dude, but how you still don't see that's a problem.
How is that?
Or you have the other side of going, well, he should pay more. What?
Bro, they would throw you in. You both Bill
are wrong.
Cooper.
You both are wrong because you're not seeing what lies in the middle. What the fuck is going on for that to happen?
They killed Bill Cooper over tax evasion.
Yeah.
Because he stopped paying his taxes.
A lot of people have committed some crazy crimes because they were being fucked by the IRS.
They've killed people over taxes for thousands of years, not just recently. And yet now you got a guy who's bragging about it as he was the president.
They come after you.
How do people who
IRS comes after you?
What, the president only makes like $400,000 a year? Then how are these guys worth millions? How are politicians worth millions upon millions of dollars?
And why are they making so much money?
Because they're fucking getting pot and paid for.
Because there's nobody to have that check and balance.
Well, it's like a nurse is going to get $15 an hour.
That's why when people do government jobs, they're all excited because they just pay all this money. I don't know. I'll be honest. But from the way they spend money, it looks like the motherfuckers that are writing these checks don't know what the fuck they're doing.
They seem like they have absolutely no
idea. Or they're just like, well, fuck it. It's just a job. Write a check. Fuck it. Send it out.
Just completely out of touch with the common person reality, the actual spectrum of what's going on with smaller communities.
Yeah.
Or within their own districts even. It's people vote or don't vote, which doesn't seem to matter. And most people believe it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So what do we do? That's what I always lead back to. What do we do?
Well, ultimately, we could have this, and we are going to have these conversations. I believe they're good to have. It's good. I mean, more people will wake up and realize, holy shit, you know? And hey, don't take our fucking word for it. Go do the research. Go look into this. Absolutely. Everything that we're saying, take fucking Google and type in the words that we're saying and look it up for yourselves and write to us. Tell us. Debate with us. Yeah, or duck. Yeah.
And for everybody saying socialism's the answer, look at every fucking socialist country.
Oh, God, yeah. I had someone mention that to me. I don't understand. And I think we talked about this, what their argument is in wanting socialism. I mean, I don't see in other countries that that's worked.
Their compassion and their empathy override their logic.
They're not, they're not thinking objectively.
Basically. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that happens. You know, I guess we're human beings. A lot of the times we play off of our thoughts and emotions, you know, our feelings and emotions, you know. But yeah, dude, it's fucking crazy.
I would think common knowledge would be put to common practice, but it's just not.
No.
You know what I mean? We would think that a lot of these things would just sort themselves out naturally. And it'd be a cohesive, wonderful.
But they're being controlled, you know.
And manipulated.
Exactly.
And I think a lot of people too, as human beings, and that's where I kind of argue about there's more bad in the world, because I don't believe that. I think there's a lot more good, and that's what causes the bad, because we're so entrusting. We're so, I think they're doing right. I believe them. I believe they're doing for the good of the people. But in reality, they're not. You know, it's them. It's just a fucking
job. It's all about that intention.
You know, and I'm not saying it's all of them. I'm sure there's some of them. There's
good people in some worse positions.
I was listening to that Tulsi Gabbard. She's a Democratic politician. From Hawaii. Yeah, and I like everything she's. And I'm not a Democrat or Republican, you know. And I'm nothing. But I just, with the way she speaks and a lot of the shit she put out there, putting a lot of people under the table. You ought to listen to that. Joe Rogan had her on. It was.
Tulsi Gabbard goes hard.
Yeah. And she I don't really even know does. Why she's running for that, for the Democratic Party. Probably because she's stuck in that bullshit to where people are like, well, if you don't run for red or blue, it's a wasted vote.
It always is.
Are you fucking? It's, it wouldn't be wasted if you just voted off of what's real. I mean, you know, look what
they did
true.
To Bernie Sanders. And I'm not a proponent for Bernie Sanders either. But come on. They clearly him off. They didn't let Tulsi Gabbard speak.
Yeah. I mean, the guy bitching about capitalism's rolling around in an Audi R8.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's got multiple houses. Multiple
mansions.
Yeah. Go fuck yourself.
That obviously see, no, but
that's a perfect example is because that's your politician in socialism.
Yeah.
While you have nothing, you're bitching about education and healthcare. Meanwhile, these fuckers are living in multiple mansions driving hypercars.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you fucking get. They don't give a fuck about you, people.
Yeah.
Even the Republicans don't give a fuck about you. They just sugarcoat their own shit in a different colored frosting.
Yeah, if you think we're Trump fans over here, he can go fuck himself too.
Yes.
Yeah, he's no different than the rest of them. So
they're all part of the same game.
Yeah,
we're not in the game.
And even we are an anti-establishment podcast.
He showed that when he wouldn't even release or pardon Julius Assange and Ed Snow. Or Julian Assange and what was it, Ed Snowden?
One of the first things he did was postpone the releasing of the JFK files.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, that they've been saying that's going to be coming out for years.
I was already an anarchist before Trump got elected, but I was like, hey, man, maybe this will shock the system and change something.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, well, that only lasted 2 weeks, me giving him his chains.
You got to give people a chance.
Right. You know? And I did.
Joe Biden, let him go up in there, give him a chance, even though he's had 50 years of chances, but... he does the same shit.
But he hasn't done anything.
He's passed more executive orders in like the first couple weeks than any other president.
He did the exact same thing. I mean, I didn't really buy it. I was just like, okay, well, let's just see, right? But if you're releasing, or you're postponing the releasing of
these JFK Trump?
Files, yeah. What does that fucking say about your...
Well,
you talked a big game just like everybody else.
Not
even else that. Does.
If you're not pardoning Ed Snowden.
Well,
who everyone knows got fucked.
Now, is he a Russian plant, though? You think he's a Russian asset?
I mean, for him still being over there, I mean, we don't know what's going on with him. Every time I see him on an interview, there's a black backdrop.
Yeah,
we don't even know
where he's at. And the connection never cuts out or anything like that.
But he's never, wild. That's weird. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, that is weird. And why they let him seek, what is that shit called?
Asylum.
Asylum. Yeah, that's, I don't know. Who knows? I mean, he did work for the NSA, so. Maybe they're using him for intelligence.
The Americans.
Yeah.
You seen the show The Americans, right?
I heard of it.
It's about KGB.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Americans, but they're Russian spies.
Do you guys think that Ed Snowden will ever get pardoned? No. Or Julian or Julius?
Julian.
Yeah, Julian Assange.
I don't think
No.
I don't think so.
Where's Julian Assange at? I know they got him out of that fucking...
fucking eating cotton meat sandwiches.
What was that like?
Yeah.
Guantanamo Bay. I'm about to say. So he was in Britain or where was it? London?
He
was in a Venezuelan...
Venezuela.
Embassy.
Embassy.
In Europe.
No, it wasn't. Was it Venezuela? I don't think it was Venezuela.
Wherever they don't have the extradition laws.
Well, yeah, but coincidentally, whenever the police went in and got him, the American government gave him like $13 billion.
Ecuadorian. Yeah, so it was an embassy in London.
An Ecuadorian embassy in London. Okay, so that makes sense.
He was in there for like 7 years, dude.
Yeah, dude.
It's fucking insane. Could you imagine that by yourself? I think he had some visitors, but God, Dude,
that's long can
leave.
Time.
He couldn't leave.
Yeah,
if he stepped foot off there, he's gonna be arrested.
So what's outside time?
Ecuador.
Like? What's outside time like?
Ecuador gave him up the same day outside? We gave him like $13 billion.
If that, what?
Ecuador gave him up.
Yeah, I seen that.
Wow.
Yeah, they paid
$13 billion.
Who paid that? America paid that.
Yeah, for it was like some grant or something. I don't fucking know. But
I'm sure they put that legal wording. You know, bullshit, you know, to make them.
They did it right. Let's be honest. Like,
Well, yeah, because everybody's going to. No, they didn't talk about it. People had to dig. And as soon as somebody starts digging, all of a sudden it's not credible anymore. And that kind of mindset's going to have to change.
Yeah.
And that's what we're here for. At least to try.
We'll try. I mean, we'll see. We'll see if people actually.
You want to take bong rips for Jesus?
Bong rips for Jesus. Bong rips for
Jesus, I like that.
Reps, I love it.
Nice.
Yes, I didn't know if that was. Either way.
Hey, fuck it. This probably isn't going to be an episode, anyways.
We'll see.
It might.
Parts it might of
be
it.
An episode. This is our first time, everyone. Yeah,
honestly,
we do not know what we're doing. None of us in here are audio engineers.
Now that we've been recording for an hour, and we probably haven't even really talked about anything, but
nothing this is important
purple
yet.
Pill phenomena. Now, the philosophy is that...
P3.
The philosophy is that the truth doesn't lie within one or the other. It's always a little bit of both.
There's a whole lot of gray. People look at the black and white. That we gray in between gray, is...
And only people see
in black a world and where people think they need to join a team. You know?
Fucking the nerds.
Red and blue.
A bunch of betas. Betas and nerds are ruining the world. And we're here to put a stop to it.
Yeah, good luck. But to go back on the what U.S. paid Ecuador... The U.S. pressure got Ecuador to finally hand over Assange just weeks after the country got $10 billion bond to deal with struggling economy.
So it wasn't the same day.
$10 billion.
That's on a Daily Mail. We're talking about. Take it for what it is.
Take it for what it is. Daily Mail.
Coincidence?
Mm-hmm.
I think not.
Is it cash?
There's still some.
But yeah, so that's kind of what the title of this show kind of means, the purple pill phenomena. It's in between. It's not that you don't need the red pill only the blue pill. It's kind of a dose of both to see, you know, actually what's going on, you know. And if you don't know what the red and blue pill is, go watch fucking Matrix.
It's an homage to the Matrix, bitches.
You know, not to be a cliche, but read between the lines.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
Yeah,
because there is a lot of information out there that's just bullshit.
Yeah,
and a lot of it's smoke and mirrors, and a lot of it has to do with people wanting to get away with heinous shit.
Yeah,
unfortunate reality that we live in that most people are blind to.
Yeah,
for one reason or the other, of ignorance is bliss, or they just don't care.
Yeah.
If it's not within their field of view, it's nothing that they ever have to worry about.
Yeah. Yeah. If it doesn't affect them,
which
I'm not going to pay attention to it.
A lot of us have been like that for a long time. But
the funny thing is that at some point it will.
At some point, you're going to get in a situation where you're going to feel like, I'm kind of fucked.
Give a fuck. Hey, and you know, the whole funny thing about that shit is when they talk about, what do you need an AR-15 for? You know, that's not even good for hunting. Stop bringing up the hunting shit. All right. I love to hunt.
Yeah,
and it is actually good for hunting. I actually hunt with a personal friend of mine who uses an AR, and he's a fucking bad motherfucker with it.
My personal opinion is you should only use a bow, but hey, go on. That's my personal opinion. But if you want to make it fair, no tree stand and only with a bow.
Yo, fuck that
deer. What, use your fucking bare hands?
Fuck that deer. That deer's lucky I'm not shooting at him with a fucking cannon.
No, you can use whatever you want.
If
you want
a 10-pound bowling ball.
If you want to come flying out of a tree with a buck knife, cool.
Cool.
If you have a high-powered 50 caliber, you should not be.
Why?
Gabe and I are serious right now, David?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, hell no, dude.
Because that's not fair.
No, use whatever you want. You have the freedom to use whatever you want. What's fair?
what's fair we're keeping nature law, the law of nature.
Keeping populations down. You see how many deers are on the side of the road?
If you were to use a bow, it'd be a different story. I feel like that gives you a sense of more of a sense of pride, first of all.
Yeah, but you could also say that rifles are more ethical because you can kill the animal a lot more precise than you can with a bow.
I want to be able to go hunting with an A-10 Warthog.
Hey, to me, I feel like you can hunt whatever the fuck you want as long as you keep the populations down and not extinct.
I'm totally down for that. Yeah. Whatever you want. But at the same time, you a pussy. So
Jesus Christ.
Hey, I'm just being honest.
He's speaking for himself.
Hey, I'm not going to say
I respect you, dog. That's cool.
Hey, go ahead.
That's cool.
With the bow, though. You know what I mean? Make it a little more primal. Hey. Make it a little more
steel for
instinctual.
Men, silver
make
for
it,
monsters.
No.
You know there's those old boys that go out there.
I use a fucking grenade launcher. Huh?
Why are you so upset?
Oh, I'm not. I think I'm kind of fucking high right now. You did like fucking 8 rips right now. Fucking trying to stay aware right now.
You can't hunt with a bow and you fucking get contact high like a bitch.
I smoked earlier today, but I was.
Is contact high a real thing?
Is it?
Oh, for sure.
Is it?
I'm feeling it right now.
I remember, you know what I mean? My Uncle Boo back in the day, we'd be, you know what I mean,
you wanna go
be in the car, and you definitely.
Why?
Or how much longer do you guys want to go?
I don't know.
All right. I'm going to switch.
No, you're not. We're still on the air. Put your fucking mic back up to you.
You fucking bitch.
Go ahead and edit this out.
We're trying to get Justin off cigarettes right now.
Yeah, I need to.
It's pretty bad.
What are you
thinking? Fucking up his gains.
It is. It's holding me back.
Yeah.
Where were we going with that, dude? With the whole gun situation.
What do you mean?
No, I was relating it to hunting. Oh, yeah. Stop saying it's for hunting. It's not. It's literally an AR-15 is like the modern day fucking musket that they used to win their fucking independence.
Absolutely.
That's all it is.
Absolutely.
You know? What the fuck? I mean, I didn't intentionally buy an AR. I don't own one. I don't. So
do not.
I do not have one.
Do not have
but
one.
But if I did,
it'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
It would be pretty sweet and it would be souped up and it wouldn't be for my first intentions on it wouldn't be for hunting. It would be to protect myself from a tyrannical government.
Protect myself and my family.
Yeah, and your family. And
from you assholes coming into my house.
And that's a purely hypothetical statement, yeah. ATF.
There's not 30 rounds for 30 deers. All right. So just remember that.
Only if we're so lucky. I mean, how many tags do you have? Never mind. Never mind.
Well, I don't believe in law, so I got no tags anyways.
Word. I can feel you on that.
All right.
Whole gun thing, though.
What?
You about guns?
Am I about guns?
You're not about them gains, little guy. It's all right.
He's flexing right now. It's pretty ridiculous.
They're looking.
Look in the veins.
Well, guys, definitely we're going to have our social media up and we'll have everything on there. Get a hold of us.
Purple pill phenomenon, my guy.
Yeah, and reach out to us, man. You know, we got a bunch of other stuff coming, different segments we plan on doing. You know, phone interviews and guests and stuff like that. So it's going to be kind of wild. We're not really sticking to a script. It's going to be all over the place. No. And listen if you want. If you don't,
you
go fuck yourself.
You guys probably aren't even
going to
hear
this. So, but whoever is listening,
like, to
much
be honest,
love.
To be honest with you, this was originally just going to be a practice session to begin with. So eventually it may be bonus content on our website or something like that, but we're still trying to work it out.
Twitter.
We figured we'd do it before we
Facebook.
Put our faces and shit out there. So
Purple Pill Phenomenon.
We appreciate everyone who's listening.
P3, baby.
You know what I mean?
Welcome to the shit show.
All right, y'all.
Later.